Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Davida Shinsky, and you're listening to Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, Five Steps for Navigating Entrepreneurship in a Post-COVID Era. And this is really a timely topic at this time for one reason. We've now come out or heard about a vaccine that is in the process of being certified. And then once that becomes widely available, then we will slowly get back to normal, or what we know as normal prior to COVID-19. But here's the thing, we're still in an era when it's the same thing. Like if you look back and on the pandemic of 1918 and after the Spanish flu, and how they went on with their lives and what they learned from it and how industries changed. Well, now we're in an era where we're going to be post-COVID. And so therefore, it's really one of the best things to start talking about to help us to begin to think about it. And we have long since the beginning of the 21st century, been moving towards working online, whether it was working remotely or whether even if you have a small mom and pop store, you need an online presence simply because if you don't, then you're going to be losing money or leaving money on the table, as they say. So the world has become a place which nobody had ever imagined a few months ago. It is surrounded by an outbreak of a virus that has brought the working of many businesses, brands, and entrepreneurs to a standstill. Nobody was ever prepared for such crucial times in the business world, in the situations and circumstances have today made companies and entrepreneurs introspect and come to the conclusion of what needs to be done now to either retain their original positions in the market or thrive with the new normal. Just like any other business industry, the marketing sector, too, had to go through its ups and downs to thrive with the current market situations. Many youngsters wish to come at the forefront of their respective fields and prove to the world their talents in the same. Some experts are also of the view that there is still time for these talented youngsters to act faster, but this time with more consciousness, awareness, and dedication to finding out their ways, even amidst the pandemic, for ultimately reaching their career goals and fulfilling their wishes to become entrepreneurs. Now, this is December, and in a few weeks, it's going to be 2021. We are moving into a new year, and as we move into a new year, we need to start reflecting on what the future holds. For one thing, this past year, I seem to all of a sudden start connecting in that everything that I have been doing in the last few years has finally begun to gel for me. That when I started my career over 30 years ago as a professional speaker and trainer, what did I do? Well, for one thing, initially when I started my business, I was looking at using the training and the skills that I'd already had. But because I have a disability, I didn't have the opportunity to go and work for a company and build up a savings and be able to invest in my business, and didn't have the support systems of a family because in my mother's eyes, I'm disabled. I can't live on my own. I can't think for myself. I can't hold a job. And the fact that in a lot of ways I couldn't get anything, that was proving it out. And in her eyes, unless I lived with her and allowed her to mentally and emotionally and verbally abuse me, then she just was not going to help me. So there were times that, yes, I was on the street. And there were times that I always, always made sure that I looked forward and understood what it was that I was doing. Now, when I moved into the speaking profession, what happened? I knew that my background was in mental health, which was using assessment profiles. And I found two companies where I could utilize assessment profiles and at the same time do seminars with actually packaged programs. And it was learning how to niche it all down and make it work. Well, not having the funds to hire someone to come in and videotape me while I was doing a presentation, I couldn't put together that video program. What I did do was I went to work I associated with a company that at the time was called Performax, which used the DISC profiles and some other profiles as assessment tools to help you understand where you're at now, what your behavioral pattern is, and how to utilize those skills to maximize and find your strengths. And then I also joined with, as a distributor, Personal Dynamics Institute, and they were the fully packaged training program. But all that was doing was packages of training programs that you could take and custom design down and go out and do seminars with. Then also you had those seminar companies who hired speakers to go out and do the presentations of their package training programs. And the way that industry worked was this. You had to audition for them, and you had to be able to connect with the people in the audience. And because I had cerebral palsy and because of the background of the emotional baggage I had, it wasn't always easy for me to connect eye contact with people. It was something that I learned over time how to do. Thing is that eventually things started moving and changing in the industry. And as technology became and took over, some things really began to click. And here's the thing. Within the 21st century, which really started and the year 2000, well, I had already been working for at least 20 years. And I was also observing how the industries across the board were changing, because that's when you saw in the late 90s when corporations started merging. And as they merged, they had 2 to 3 people holding the same job. And that's when corporations started offering buyout packages to their employees. And you notice that for about the first few years, as upper management and middle management started taking those buyout packages, they had time and put out and create their own opportunities for themselves as entrepreneurs. It was the beginning of the dot-com era because it was sort of the beginning of the internet, but it really wasn't until the 21st century that the internet really took over. Now, when that happened, that allowed me as an individual, because I could conquer and overtake, and I eventually moved into doing more of the career coaching, and because I had credits towards a master's in rehabilitation counseling, which is actually employment counseling for people with disabilities, that I was able to adapt that and use that into other avenues and make it all work. So what I'm trying to say is that if you embrace entrepreneurship, if you understand how to use the technology that's available and the platforms that are available, then it can really help you to build and grow your business. So there's 5 steps that can help people navigate entrepreneurship in a post-COVID era. The first thing is to find new market opportunities. This is essential to keep moving forward with the changing trends and business world and keeping pace with the same, looking at the growing trend, turning everything digital. Henny Yashenko, CEO of Lion Marketing Agency Canada, as a marketing entrepreneur through his film or his firm, help small businesses turn into digital businesses. Analyzing market situations is crucial to people to utilize the current conditions to their utmost advantage. Now, let's look back at how the internet has grown. For one thing, there are platforms like WordPress or SquarePage that you can build, even Shopify, that you can build e-commerce stores on. But understanding how to utilize them and how to market them, and then how to use all the digital marketing tools, is what's going to help you really build that online business. And because I was a coach, I initially started by, or had a website up, but then literally moved it over to a platform that was a coaching website so that I could start building a website that was geared towards, as a coach, the kinds of clients I wanted to work with. The thing is that I paid a little extra for their staff to help me market my business, but they didn't know how to market it, and they weren't marketing it effectively, and they didn't really help me. And then I eventually found a site called Wealthy Affiliate. Now, Wealthy Affiliate uses the WordPress platform, and you can go on there, and if you're a relatively older person and you want to learn how to build a website, or you want to learn how to use plugins, or you want to learn how to use articles to help you promote your products, then that's a fairly decent place. But they are not web developers, and they don't have a staff of web developers, so they are limited in what they're able to offer. And then I eventually found the site Build-A-Roll. And what I liked about Build-A-Roll and why I've moved my website, that at the time it was only 90 cents more, but at the time I could put up my e-learning courses on that platform. I could do my own webinars. I could make them evergreen. I could have access to an autoresponder where I was not paying extra for it. And what they've done is they've actually evolved to what they are today, and they recently, in the last 2 months, put out 4.0, and they have over 30 tools, and I can create an ebook. I can put it into a sales funnel. I can use it to market my programs, all for one low price and not having to find all these other locations to actually put it together. Now, network online using LinkedIn or Lunch Club. Now, Lunch Club happens to be a separate from LinkedIn, but it's also something that I recently got invited to about probably 6 weeks ago or 2 months ago now. And I've had, what you do is they will, you set up two meetings a week at the time that's convenient for you, and you meet with someone that you can either cross-reference with or help each other or whatever. And through them, I actually connected with someone that had a client that he wrote a book on teaching people how to learn and understanding that everyone learns differently, and he wants to create some e-learning courses out of so we're going, I'm putting together a contract with them to most likely start within the new year that will address that. And then we're going to be putting together a webinar and help promote it. So when entrepreneurs have realized what a pandemic can do to their businesses, Hennec believes it is important for them to also recognize the significance of networking in their respective industries. It is essential to stay connected with people and other industry colleagues through mediums like LinkedIn and Lunch Club. Henning did the same and connected with other entrepreneurs during the quarantine. With this, people can exchange more ideas and strategies to make a powerful comeback in the marketplace. Create a personal brand that sells your skills, not appearance. It is vital to understand that entrepreneurs must look towards creating a personal brand that would get out a more true and clear picture of who they are and what their company is all about. It must speak loudly to what their skills are rather than any appearance. Now, this is something that it doesn't matter whether you're online or offline, you have to be consistent. Now, my colors for my company are maroon on ivory. And in my website, I make sure that I have an ivory background and that the writing or everything is done in maroon. Why do I want to do that? Because that's being consistent. Now, also, one of the things that I did as a speaker is, because I have a background in psychology and mental health and to deal with my own issues, I got it and having trained in transactional analysis, there's a story that I tell that comes from the book Scripts People Live by Claude Steiner, and in there's a story called The Fuzzy Tale. And in The Fuzzy Tale, it's a story of a mother, a father, a son, a daughter. And what do? They go out and they give out warm fuzzies as though there's no tomorrow, which means that they're stroking people, they're encouraging, they're giving their things. Well, a witch comes along and she sees this going on, and she really is so petty and so jealous that she goes to the family and she tells them that that they will run out of warm fuzzies. So they stop giving out warm fuzzies and they start giving out cold pricklies or false fuzzies. And that's the negativity that you give out to someone, where you're telling them that they're not going to succeed, that they don't have the capabilities that they believe they do, that you're tearing them down. And then you start seeing the town start to shrivel up and die. Then a hip woman comes along and she sees this. And she goes to the family and she says, it's okay to continue to give out warm fuzzies because they're not ever going to run out. And when they start giving out warm fuzzies again, what happens? The town starts to grow and thrive. So what do? When I give a speech, I have these recalls, these little fuzzy things that have little plastic feet on them that I give out. And then I also have like a clicker. And it's just something that you can do that you give out. It's like thinking about the fact that when someone looks at it, what are they going to do? They're going to think about your company. When they go on your website and they see your colors, they're going to automatically begin to see, when they see those colors come up, think of you. Think about college football and how the tailgating goes and how they follow and how they paint up and do and what it how it really incorporates and makes things work. Well, that's all how you brand yourself, that you help people see you based on the brand and image that you project through your website, through your speeches, through your articles, through anything that you do. Utilize social media platforms, initiatives, and grants. Since the world is aware of how digitalization is the only best option right now for most businesses, it's essential for them to know and utilize social media platforms for marketing and advertising as well, realizing the importance of the same and to further develop their firm. Henny took with his team enrolled in the Facebook Blueprint to harness their skills and bring in a new wave of marketing. Understanding how to market online is knowing how to use digital marketing, how to use email marketing, how to use sales funnels, how to utilize and incorporate video into what you're doing, and how to promote it so that it's all connected together. Produce content on your passion and hobbies instead of consuming it. With the ongoing trends of optionally using social media platforms and yet marketing through the platform is one of the finest combinations that is in the industry. Instead of only consuming the social media platforms, marketers like Kenny become leveraging platforms like TikTok to its full potential for posting about entrepreneurs, how they can start their own journey and find their success. Whether it's TikTok, whether it's a YouTube video, whatever you're doing, the whole idea is to utilize social media and utilize those tools that can help you build your business. This is something that really can tie things together. Now, when I was on Wealthy Affiliate, they were teaching people how to write articles. What they would do is tell you, go on different sites, access the different products, utilize those products, figure out what are the best things. And how what you do is, like, if you go on SaaS or ClickBank or even JVZoo, they have products that people are looking for affiliates. So if you want to become an affiliate with a company, the best way that you can market it is through content marketing. And in that content marketing, what you do is you can rate different products and you can give links to your replicating website. And if someone buys something from your link, then you automatically make a sale. And what that's known as is affiliate marketing. So if you're interested in entrepreneurship, but you don't know what kinds of products you want to market, and you're not quite sure what industry and niche you want to work in, then you can go on there. You can research the different products. You can start to get to know them and learn. As you learn these things, then you can figure out whether you want to be in the fitness industry, whether you want to be in the wellness industry, whether you're interested in the personal development industry, even if you're just interested in helping someone else with their online business, building this, making it work, helping it to build yourself and help you get to where you want to be with your business and build an income for yourself. Because you know what? Even if you have a brick and mortar store, you have to have a website. And the best way to do this, and if you're just small starting out, building a website, if you know how to use it and utilize it and build it yourself, and then incorporate all the digital marketing tools into your marketing plan, then you can relatively get started for under, I'd say, $1,000. You know, if you go to open up a brick and mortar store, you have to have at least $250,000 to $500,000 in the bank. And then it's before you even open your doors, you have to go in and find a space. Then you have to renovate it. Then you have to pay for the electricity. You have to hire people and train them. It can be months before you actually get started. And then you have to pay to make sure you have your utilities. And you have to buy the equipment that you need in the store. If you have a website and get started, you can literally utilize pictures and links and use a super checkout that has access to whether it's PayPal, Stripe, Venmo, or even companies where utilize things with cryptocurrency, and that you can automatically be up within, say, 5 days to a week and have your business up and running. And if you know how to market effectively and utilize the tools, or you get the training to do that, then you can be very successful. And give yourself 90 days. This is why when I took or was in with Eric Worre's program, that what he was doing was he was training people who were into network marketing how to go out and recruit. But his thing was not about building the relationships online and building those relationships so that someone gets to know, like, and trust you. But the thing is that he talked about the 90-day plan, that you put yourself in a room, you start working on it, you start building those connections, you start helping them, that what you're doing is becoming the team leader and helping your team and teaching them the skills that you know and how to incorporate all of that into what it is that you want to do. Well, all of those skills are going to progress in how you run a business online. Now, I've been involved for about 6 months with a company called MyLeadsPro.com. And what they do is they literally teach you how to build relationships online so that when you approach someone about your business, they already know, like, and trust you, and you know that they already have an interest. Because in the past, why network marketing didn't work is simple, because they believe that everyone within the 3-foot rule of within 3 feet of you were a prospect. And that's not true, because if I don't have an interest in the product you're selling, why would I even want to use the product if I'm not interested in purchasing it? So remember, there's certain skills that you need in order to become successful. And you can go to my website, and that website is the1careercoach.com, and we can sit down with you and help you put together a plan on what kind of business you want and how to get started and how to build an online business with the tools.